It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
You know, when you first start dating somebody, that's the honeymoon phase where you're still getting to know each other. Then you get to about the 2 or 3 year mark and you're comfortable. You can go to the bathroom with the door open in front of each other and it's fine.
Yeah.
And then you get to like the 6 or 7 year mark. And at that point, you're comfortable enough just to go to the bathroom on each other.
Ew.
And you don't care, you know?
Yeah, sorry about that, honey.
Yep, that's just how comfortable you can get. And Ken, who's on the phone to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call right now, is in that period of his relationship where they're comfortable enough to just use the bathroom on each other and be perfectly happy.
Yeah.
Right, Ken?
Well, I wouldn't go so far as that.
Good.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah,
I
no.
thought you accidentally urinated on someone, and I was really concerned, Ken.
No, my wonderful fiance now. We recently got engaged, actually.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah, we've been together for like 6 years now. And, you know, she's just amazing. Like, we met back in college. She gets me.
Awesome.
And, you know, we have... Well, we've remained celibate, and that's the thing.
Oh, wow. Is that on purpose?
Yeah, so it is completely on purpose.
I don't even know why it would be on accident, but...
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, I'm
accident.
Just like...
I just can't figure out how
so
to do it.
You guys have decided to wait until you're married or something?
Yes, yes. We've decided to wait till we're married. It's a religious thing. We both agree, and our families are... very appreciative that we are respecting that.
Okay, can I ask you a quick question just because I'm curious? How does that work? Do you not stay the night with each other? Like, how do you stop yourself from going further all the time?
We just do. Well, with the Lord in your heart, you find your way.
Okay. Yeah, the Lord in your heart, he will kill your boner. That's what I hear.
I don't think that's a Bible verse he was thinking of.
Oh,
no.
I thought it was a psalm or something like that.
No, it's definitely not.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
No.
Oh, my God.
But I mean, you believe enough to where you are able to stop yourself if you start getting, like, tempted to do it.
Yes, absolutely. And I guess the thing is we're engaged now, which means we know the future and we're excited for the future.
Yeah, I bet you are after 6 years.
Well, I guess the thing is, I've been talking to some of my friends and they're like, you're absolutely crazy for not, you know, kicking the tires, if you will.
Oh my God, that is a horrible analogy.
You know,
that is a horrible analogy.
You don't want to buy a car without testing it out a little bit, drive it around, tune the radio, touch all the knobs.
I mean, I didn't want to get too graphic, you know.
No, we get it.
That was really graphic to me, but okay.
Well, the thing is, my friends are like, well, just ask her. Because apparently you cannot be, like, compatible with each other, and I don't even know what that means.
It is true that you can not be compatible with somebody. Like, I've been with people where I'm like, we just don't work out this way at all.
But you can't tell on your first time if you're compatible or not.
Yeah, you don't even know what's
like, that
going
is
on.
Not a good way to judge it. I mean, are you saying that you want to ask her to have sex with you before you get married after waiting for 6 years?
Well, I don't know. I'm really nervous about it. And I want to just bring it up to her and try and do it in the most tasteful, nice, and just so she won't resent me about it.
Well, I would say if you want it to be tasteful and nice, don't use the kick the tires analogy. Like, hey.
Okay, I will not use that one.
All right, so you want to ask her if she's comfortable with doing it before you're married?
Yeah, I mean, if you guys think that's a good idea. And look, I'm not trying to do it all the time. I'm just saying once before marriage just to see how it is. You know, I don't want to open the floodgates here. I just want to make sure the compatibility's there or whatever.
Oh my God. You can't do it just once. You're going to there's floodgates and they will be open and you will do it all the time after that.
Well, I mean, maybe we can just start with once and then see how it goes from there. I don't know.
Okay. Do you want to do this or is it just your friends in your head? Because it sounds like you're nervous about the whole situation.
I'm very nervous about the whole situation. I know I want to, but I don't know if I should. As you said, we've gone 6 years. And I mean, I just...
So exactly what do you want to do? You want to ask her to do it before you're married?
Yes.
Okay.
That is what I would like to do.
And you're looking for a way to say it to her without upsetting her.
Yeah, like not using the words kick the tires, which apparently is just far worse than I expected.
Okay. You might want to be a little softer about it than, hey, you mind if I get behind the wheel and honk the horn a little bit, babe, before we get married? That might be off-putting if she's never done it either.
Yes, that's the thing.
All right. Well, we'll play a song, and then we'll come back. We'll give you a little bit of advice, and then you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on.